All right, get the remember the days when you could just buy software, like actually buy it. No subscriptions, no monthly fees, just straight up ownership.
Feels like a decade ago, right?
Seriously. But get this, Microsoft just made a move that has everyone talking. It's like they stumbled out of a time machine.
They're releasing a new version of Office that you can buy once and use forever.
I know, right? Microsoft, the kings and queens of subscriptions, are suddenly all about that one-time purchase life. It's wild.
It's like finding a cassette tape in a world of streaming. Totally unexpected.
Exactly. So we're diving deep into this. Microsoft is releasing a one-time purchase version of Office 2024. It's huge news, and we're breaking it all down.
What's really interesting here is that Microsoft is clearly responding to this growing, subscription fatigue. People are getting tired of forking over cash every month for stuff they might not even use all the time.
Yeah, it's like that gym membership we all have and never use, except this time it's your software. So what's in this blast from the past Office package?
It's the classics: Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, all the essentials. And get this, it's for both PC and Mac.
No more platform favorites. I like it. Okay, let's talk price. The article mentioned a couple of versions, right?
Yeah, there's the home version, which is a bit cheaper, and then there's home and business, which has a bit more.
So they're thinking about small businesses and stuff too.
Exactly. The home and business version comes with Outlook and, importantly, commercial use rights, so you're covered if you're using it for, actual business stuff.
Smart move. Got to cover all their bases. But is this just the same old Office with a new coat of paint? Did they actually make it better?
Well, Microsoft's claiming some serious performance boosts. Faster load times, smoother running, even with a bunch of documents open.
Okay, now we're talking. Nothing worse than waiting for Excel to load when you have a million things to do.
Right. The article specifically mentioned faster Excel performance, even with tons of workbooks open, clearly trying to address that pain point.
And for our Mac users, sounds like they didn't forget about you either.
Nope. They even mentioned better swipe gestures in Outlook for Mac. Small detail, but it shows they're paying attention.
This is where it gets really interesting. The article mentions something called the Office Long-Term Servicing Channel. I'll be honest, I had no clue what that was.
Sounds kind of ominous, doesn't it?
Right, so break it down for us. What is this Office Long-Term Servicing Channel thing?
Think of it like this. Imagine a parallel universe of Office, but it's designed for those massive organizations, the ones with super strict IT departments. They don't want constant updates, they want stability and control.
So it's like stepping back in time where software updates are a planned event, not a weekly occurrence.
Exactly. With LTSC, you basically get a version of Office frozen in time. Fewer updates, longer support, and way more control over what gets installed and when.
Makes sense in those kinds of environments. You don't want some random update messing up critical systems.
Right. It's a whole different approach to managing software.
This is making me think this whole thing with Microsoft isn't just about nostalgia. It feels like a much bigger conversation about how we use and pay for software these days.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder if other companies are watching this, seeing if maybe it's time for a change.
Like Microsoft just threw a stone in the pond, and now we're all waiting to see the ripples.
I'm sure there are a lot of software companies out there watching this very closely.
For sure. But for our listeners, what does this all actually mean? Why should anyone care about Microsoft and their Office shenanigans?
Seriously, think about it. How much of the software you use daily do you actually own? It's probably way less than you realize.
You know what? That's a good point. It's all subscriptions now, streaming, music, even work stuff.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, with everyone pushing these subscriptions, is this Microsoft thing a sign of something bigger? Like, are we going back to owning our software again?
It's like they're offering a glimpse into this alternate reality where we're not just renting everything digital, but then again, maybe it's just a fluke, you know? Like a one-time experiment to see how people react.
That's the big question, isn't it? Is this a shift in the entire industry or just Microsoft trying to keep a few people happy? We'll have to see.
True, true. Well, for anyone ready to ditch the subscriptions and go back to the good old days, when can they get their hands on this new Office?
Pretty soon, actually. Office 2024 launches October 1st. You'll be able to get it from Microsoft directly or, wherever you buy your tech stuff.
So no need to navigate those online subscription mazes. Just buy it and you're good.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And they've said it'll work with most operating systems, Windows 10, 11, all the latest Mac OS versions, trying to cast a wide net.
It's like they actually want people to use this new Office. What a concept. But this whole thing has me thinking, if we could turn back the clock on software subscriptions, What else would you want to buy outright?
Ooh, that's a tough one. So many options.
Yeah.
What about you? Any subscriptions you'd love to kick to the curb?
Oh man, where do I start? Design software, video editing, those get pricey every month. Don't get me wrong, the cloud stuff is cool and all, but sometimes you just want to own the thing, you know? No worries about it disappearing if you miss a payment.
You're preaching to the choir here, especially for those tools you need for work or creative stuff.
Yeah.
Buying it once and being done with it would be a dream.
Right. No more subscription anxiety, just pure, unadulterated software freedom. It's a simpler time, one that, honestly, I kind of miss. Maybe this Microsoft thing is the start of a trend. Like, consumers are saying enough with all the subscriptions and demanding more choice.
Fingers crossed, right? It'd be interesting to see if other companies get brave and start offering more options besides the subscription treadmill. There's always room for a shakeup.
Big time. Maybe our conversation here will get some people thinking. What if you were making software? What would you make that people would be excited to own? Something to think about. Speaking of thinking, let's shift gears a bit and dive into something that's been on my mind lately. This whole Office release got us thinking. What other software would you love to see go back to a one-time purchase option? Let's put it out there to our listeners. What software are you tired of renting?
Ugh, that's a tough one. It really makes you think back to those simpler times, you know, when you bought a piece of software and it was yours, no strings attached.
Right. No more looking at your credit card statement and wondering, what the heck is this charge? But really, is there any software you wish you could just buy outright these days?
You know, for all the talk about the cloud and all that, sometimes you just want something that works offline without having to worry about your subscription running out in the middle of a project. Maybe like a note-taking app or a simple project management tool.
Totally. Something reliable, no logins, no internet connection needed, just pure offline functionality. It's funny, for all the advancements in technology, sometimes I feel like we're moving further away from that kind of simplicity.
It's true. And maybe this whole thing with Microsoft is a sign that consumers are starting to feel that way too.
Yeah.
Maybe they're realizing that subscriptions aren't the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, maybe this is the start of a bigger trend. Consumers demanding more choices, more flexibility, and less of this rent everything mentality.
Would that be something? Imagine if more companies followed Microsoft's lead and offered alternatives to the subscription model. It would definitely shake things up in the industry.
Absolutely. A little healthy competition never hurt anyone. And who knows, maybe our conversation here will inspire some new ideas out there. If you were creating a piece of software, what would you make that people would be lining up to buy? Something to think about.
And on that note, we'll wrap things up. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and be sure to tune in next time for more insights and analysis on the ever-evolving world of tech.